You have holding daf kuf tezayin. Just the last gemara on kuf tezovam aveis. Last parang gemara. Tana rabbonin. Vayiv in soyahorin. Vayemem moishu. This parashim by mid bayud. So the gemara parashizu also lo akodesh baruch hu simonius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a simin before and after this parasha, milmala lomato, on top and on bottom of it. What's the simin? The Torah, the nun, is hopefully turned upside down. So tomorrow, loima, why did Hashem make the simin? Shein zeh mekoymi. This is not the right place where this parasha belongs. So Rashi, shein zeh mekoymi, shein uruya lakan, telah bahalichas masoyis mishtoy liyel mino. But he been so horrible, that's talking about the moving of the Orin when the Klai Yisrael moved, and the Psukim before here is not talking about the Nisi of Klai Yisrael. Really, it should have been put before in the beginning of Bamidbar by the Degolim. The Pasha is Bamidbar Sinai. So that's why Hashem put Simonim here to show that this Pasha is in the wrong place. Rabbi Yoimah, Rabbi says no. Loimin Hashem Huzeh. This is not the reason why Hashem in the Torah it has Simonim, it has the nun hofoch and before and afterwards. Ela mifnei she sefer choshevu bifnei yatzmai. The Rebbe holds this is considered a sefer by itself. These few sentences is considered a parasha sefer by itself. So the Gemara keman oz lohodi yomer Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni. So we have bar Nachman, some of the gears of bar Nachmeni. Omer Reb Yenison chotzvo amudel shiv. Pasuk in Mishlei says, like the Chotzvah, the hollowed out Amudel, the Omud, is there seven Amudim. What does that mean? Where do we have seven? Elu Shiva Sifrei Torah. There are seven Sifrei Torah, even though usually we say there are Chamishi Chumshe Torah. This man Yom holds, no, there are seven. Is Kaman, how do we have seven Sifrei Torah? Is Karebi, this goes according to Rebbe. The Rebbe holds the Parsha of Ahibin Soyhoran is considered a Parsha by itself. Therefore, the Parsha before them, the Parsha after that, is also considered a Sefer by itself. Kum decides by Midbar has three Svarim to it. And the other four, you have seven Svarim. So, Drashi, Loi Min Hashem Uzeh. Loi Zeh Hashem Shel Taimei Hasimonius Tivim Koimayhu. As Rebbe holds, no, really, Ahibin Soyhoran is in the right place. The Parsha Zu Betchilas Masih Shenosom Hasinai. Is talking about the beginning of the moving when Klai Yisrael moved from Har Sinai. Ari k'dechsiv liyel mina, like I said before, that v'yi b'chodesh ha'sheni b'ashon ha'shenis b'yesom ha'chodesh na'le'olon. So about the psukim right before does talk about the nisiyah, so therefore this parsha is in its place. That's how the Rebbe. As Tanakam holds that this, even though it says one posik about it, but this is not the ikum mokum for the nisiyas. The ikum mokum for the nisiyas was at the beginning of Amidbar. That's where the golem, by the parshas of the golem. But Rebbe holds no, it's enough that about one pasuk before talks about the Nesiyah, that's enough to give it a shame, it's been claimed. So why do we have Simona before? To tell us it's called a Sefer by itself. So Drashi, Zayin, Sifrei Torah, the Pasha, Zu, Sefer Liatzmoy. This Pasha, where he'd been served, is considered a Sefer by itself. Nimser, Shalomala, Sefer Liatzmoy. Before this is also called a Sefer by itself. Vishalomata, Sefer Liatzmoy. And even underneath this is also called a Sefer by itself. From the size by Midbar has three swarm to it. So Ibazoi, that's why the Torah gave Simonim here to tell us it's called a Sefer by itself. So tomorrow, Man Tana the Pola Galei the Rebbe, who's the Tana that Din Zachan Rebbe that says no, the Vahibin Soy Horon is not in its right place? That's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in there. Asido Pasha Zu Shetiaker Mikan. This Pasha will be uprooted from its place, Vitikosa Bim Koima, and it's going to be written in its right place. Obazoi Veloma Kosva Kant, Obazoi, why, like right now, that's Mashmul Osid Mashmul Moisa Mashiach. But how come right now that it's in the place where it is? Why did Hashem put Vahib in Soya where it is? Is Kadela Hafsik Ben Puronius Rishona Le Puronius Shnia. To put the one parasha in between the two peronis, the two chatoim that Yidden did, and they got an einish for it. So to separate the two einishim, Hashem put this parasha there. Peronis shniyah mahi. What's the second einish that Yidden got? Al techetfon vayi om kimesaynanim. The am were complaining, and because of that, they got an einish. So the pasuk itself doesn't say really what they were complaining about. I once heard a shmuz from Shmuel Vozno Shlita. That learned the pshat this time, the fact that the Yidden were complaining, that alone is a tremendous threat. Here you just got the Torah from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, a Yid has to be tzufriden, the Abish that takes care of us. if a Yidin in the matzah of complaining, poshet geret, you're complaining about things, you're not samech b'cholkoi, that alone is a tremendous taina. That was the second chet, and for that they got a moinish. What was Peronius Rishon? What was the first chet they did? Pasuk says, v'yisu mehar Hashem. They went away from the Har Hashem. That will soon see Rashi. And Tosis says, the famous, the Medrash, that they bled like a tine kaparech mebeis ha-sefer. Like Radi after Hasina, they ran away too fast, like a tine that runs away from the yeshiva. That's not covered. So Rashi learns, Asida Parshazu L'Osid V'Himoysa Mashiach Shiyokola Peronius B'Telem. There'll be no more Peronius then. V'Lo Yidegu L'Peronius. We won't be afraid of Peronius. V'Yetzara Bottle. The Yetzara will be Bottle. So Mela then, we won't, the Parsha will be out of its place, won't be in that place anymore. Now, what's the Chetz of Rashi? Miachri Hashem. V'Tech Yumu Yom L'Masom. They started to travel 3 days. Hisavu Hasav Sif Taibu. They had a Taibu ready to have the meat. Lisroyim al bosek kadei limrud l'kodesh b'ruchu. Is the reason why they wanted the meat was just time to be murmuring to go k'neged Hashem. So that was their first chet. So learned Rashi. Toisus learns not mashma like that. So therefore Toisus learns that v'yisum har Hashem means that the Medrash says they were like a tinei kaparech from beis ha-sefer. Right. V'yomer Rabbi Chama v'Rabbi Chanina. What is pshat this posik v'yisum har Hashem shesoru meyachri Hashem? They went away from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Pshat. Rashi learns that they had this taiva for the boso to be murdered in Hashem. And Toysa says it means like the Medrash says, they're like a tinik haparech mebeis ha-sefer. So the more of a heichon mekoyma, where is this real mokum, where does this parasha belong? Amar Rav Ashi b'degolem. It belongs to the beginning of Bamidbar with the parasha of the golem, that's where Vehib and Soyhorim, that's when they first traveled, started to move. So the Gemara now, Mushayla. The gilyon means the blank part of the Sefer Torah, the blank part of the parchment, either on top of the ksav or on bottom, in between the dafim, bein pasha le pasha. The gilyon by itself is matzilun oisam if they had leiko on Shabbos. If you have a fire in your house, can you save these from the fire? Or yain matzilun oisam if they had leiko? Or else, no, you're not allowed to save these from the fire on Shabbos. He's a safer Torah alone, you are allowed to save. What about the Gilyon? What about just the blank part of the Klafin? Can you save them or not? So Rashi, Gilyonim means Klafin Chalokim, the blank part of the Klaf. Ogesalkatayt, what happened is now, Hashton, to the whole Stodim, Sheyiyo Chalokim Kimiboyle. Any way that it's blank, that there's no Ksav is a Shailam. They're going Cholok, Shalomalov, Shalomata, Vishenimcha, Ksavoy, Vinasa Cholok. Whether it was blank to start off with, the top part of the parchment, the bottom part, or else even the middle part of the parchment, that you once had a ksav, but then the ksav got erased, so now the parchment without the ksav, it's a shayla, can you save this part of the parchment or not, from a dleker on Shabbos? Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you raya. Sefer Torah, Shabola, the Sefer Torah, they got ruined. That means Shabola got fafoiled. Im yesh, poilu, kait, shumainim, v'chomish, oisiyois. If you have still left over in the Sefer Torah 85 oisiyos, could go in pashas by Hibin Soyhoron, that's as big as the pasha of Hibin Soyhoron is Matzilun. Then you're allowed to save it from the fire on Shabbos. V'yim lav, but if you don't have 85 oisiyos, that's, you know, it's really, what's the amount of 85? Because that's this pasha of Hibin Soyhoron. Not that you need the words of Hibin Soyhoron. Just if you have that many, that number of oisiyos, 85, that's called the chashav sefer yet, and it still has kedusha. But let's say you don't have 85 oisiyos scattered out throughout the whole sefer Torah, is ein matilun. You're not allowed to save this sefer from the fire on Shabbos. In the case where you have a fire in your house, you're not allowed to carry the sefer out of your house into another chotzer that doesn't have an eruv together. Rabbanu more matiyu. Is the kashav yamai? Why is it also to carry the Sefer Torah out, even though it does not kedusha anymore, of the ksav, of the tefet le mishum gilyon? Did they? I'll call upon him. The sides of it, it shouldn't be worse than the gilyon, the parchment itself. If you want to tell me for the blank part of the parchment, you're allowed to save it from Shabbos. Here that the whole Sefer Torah got nimcha, got this erased, so it should also still have the kedusha of the gilyon. And the Gemara name, Bola Shani, here where the Sefer Torah got fafoiled, that's worse. Then avad the kedusha goes off it. Zedrashi Bola Shani. The Chivon Shebola, once the Sefer Torah itself got fulfilled, got destroyed like a Fagilion bottle. Even the sides of the Sefer, the blank part, is also bought to its Kedusha. The Chimi Boile, when do I have my Sufik? Shaguyonim Kayomim Ele Shag Sav Holach, where the Gilyon itself is all there. You have the complete Gilyon. Just the Ksav itself, the actual writing, got erased. But not that the whole parchment was Bola, got fulfilled. Where it got fulfilled, then Avad it loses its Kedusha. But where the parchment is still there, just the Ksav was Nimchak, we have our Suffolk, is it still have the Kedusha or not? So the Maratar Shema, come in here, I'll bring you another Raya. Sefer Torah, Shenimchak, you have the Sefer Torah that the Osius just got erased, it didn't get fulfilled, it's not Bola, it's just Nimchak. If there are enough letters scattered throughout the Sefer to the amount of 85 kagoin, and that's the skum of Pashas Vahivin Soyhoroin, is Matilin, then you're allowed to save the Sefer from the fire on Shabbos. V'yim la, but if you can't find throughout the whole Sefer 85 oisiyos, you should know that din is ain matzilin. You're not allowed to save it from the fire on Shabbos. Is the kasha v'yamai, why can't you save it? Tepek le'mishum gilyon didei. If you're going to tell me that the gilyon, the blank part of the klap of the Sefer Torah, has kedusha, you're allowed to save it. Here also, there's blank part, why can't you save that part at least? We're talking about now you had a good Sefer Torah, you're just nimchak. Just the oisiyos itself got erased, but the Sefer is still there. So why is it worse, the fact that it got erased, than the original sides of the Sefer, the blank part of the parchment? Shrashi v'tepik le mishrum gilyon didei. Tainu kol ha-Sefer Torah. It's this whole Sefer Torah now should have a shem gilyon. And if nami d'ksav got erased, so what? But it has a gilyon there. Now the Gemara, mokim ha-ksav loikim miboyili. No, it's a difference. The place there, Metchila, where you wrote the Sefer Torah, you wrote Bereishis Bara Elokim, the reason why there's Kedusha on this part of the parchment is because of the Ksav, because you wrote Bereishis Bara Elokim. Now when the Bereishis gets erased, the Kedusha goes away. Techi Kodesh Zokti Gemara Agav Ksav Hu the Kodesh. It only got its Kedusha Metchila because of the Ksav. Also, Ksav, when the Ksav goes away, is also the law Kedusha Osei. Avad Kedusha also goes away. No kiko mi boyeli, when is my suffix about the gilyon, about the sides of the klaf, if it's allowed kedusha not, shomalo v'shomato, with the top part of the Sefer Torah, or the bottom part of the klaf, or el shebein pasha la pasha, between one pasha and another pasha, or more you leave four lines blank, or el shebein daf la daf, between one daf and the next daf, when you start writing gracious, you have to leave over enough parchment to go around the omud, the stick of the Sefer Torah, and Sheb Sefer Sefer. After you finish writing the worm, you have to have a bigger piece of cloth, enough to go around those Sefer Torah. So those pieces of parchment that Metchila never had a ksav on it, now it's a shell, does it still have enough kedusha to save it from a fire? That's the shaila. So Drashi, Mokum HaKsav Shenimchak, the part of the parchment that had the Ksav, had Bereishis Bara, that only got its Kedusha because of the Ksav. So Pshita Lo Miboil is a Drashi Devada, Migrugoro, there it's worse. Tichi Kodesh Mikara Lav L'Shem Gilyon Cholok Kodesh, it didn't get its Kedusha at the beginning from being blank. Elo Adaito the Ksav, it got its Kedusha because you wanted to write on it. Tichi Vendozo Le Ksav, Poka b'tushosai, and the Baal Tiksav not got erased, Avad Kedusha went away. No, where thou shiloh, shel malu mata, the mitchilo l'shem cholak kodesh, but at the beginning, it was cholak, it was blank, the top part of the Sefer Torah, the bottom part of the Sefer Torah. V'hashto kishenimchak, and now when the goof of the Ksav got erased, ha-sefer nami cholaku, the whole Sefer now is blank. So do we say that the top part of the Sefer still retained its Kedusha because its whole Kedusha was to be blank anyway? So now that it's still blank, it still has its Kedusha? Or no? That's still we have a Sefer. We have no Raya. For the Gemara good, v'tepik le mishumahu. So it's still Shver. The last Brisa says, if you had a Sefer Torah that got erased, you can't save it if it has less than 85 oisiyos. For the Gemara, but I call upon him, let's save it because of the Gilyon Didei. There's the top part of it, the bottom part of it, the part that was always blank from the beginning. So that part should still have its Kedusha. So since you can't save it, you see it's also. And the Gemara name, we're talking about the Gemara, the guy is Vishadji. I'll tell you, and it came to him that this Sefer Torah now, that the Oisius, what Nimchak is talking about, with the top part of the cloth, or the bottom part, or the size of the cloth, you're already cut off, and it's not here anymore. So the only thing that's left of this Sefer Torah is the Ksav itself. So now we say, if the Ksav got erased, it's Oslo, it has no Kedusha. But our shalu is when you do have the sides and the top and the bottom part of the parchment, can you save that or not? So from here you have no raya. So drash yochid gasinim v'teipikle mishomahu digayis v'shadya v'ochi prushay v'teipikle diafagav diyein b'kadei look at pahei oisiyas. You don't have enough to collect 85 oisiyas. But heavily limited, if Raisa Matilin, so we should learn you a lot of Savid, Mishumahu Revach, Shomalomata, because I call part of there's the blank part of the parchment, the Gillian, the top part that before you start writing the Ksav and the bottom part. El Alav, the Kurf Mir should be Raya, Poshit Minei, the Yain Matilin, you're not allowed to save it. Well, Mishani, the Gemara's Territz, no. The guy is Vishad, Yishenech Techu Hadil Yainim. We're talking about now where you cut off the top part and the bottom part. Was only left over, only the Mokal Maksav, not more. So maybe we have the right to our Shaila. So tomorrow Toshima, I'll bring you Raya. Haguyonim Shelmalo Vishomate is the Guyon, that's the blank part of the parchment. On top before you start writing the parchment. Vishomata on the bottom of it to leave the space blank. Shebein Pashla Pasha. Is metama mes yadayim. It has tumas yadayim to truma. That if you touch it, your hand becomes tumme. You can't eat truma with it. So you see, the guyon itself has kedusha. And the Gemara dilma agav sefer Torah shani. Maybe here we're talking about where you have a whole sefer Torah that's kosher. No, you're not touching the part of the sefer Torah of the ksav. You're just touching the guyon. So that's the chiddush that also can be metama your hands. But maybe it only has Kedusha because there is a good Sefer Torah here. But our Shiloh is where the Gufa Sefer Torah is Nimchak, it has no Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. What about the Gilyan? Now we still have a Shiloh. Right. Toshima HaGilyonim V'Sifrei Minim Ein Matzilin Oysim Afnei Hadleikim. If you have the Gilyan, you say, have a minute, that's a case by itself. If you have the top part, the blank part of the parchments, and then you have a Sefer Torah that a Min, that means somebody that's oduk and avoid the zorah, that works for the avoid the zorahs. That's called the shayno perish. He's worse than staman oivid avoid the zorah. He's somebody that knew the halachas, he knew about Hashem, then he was a perish. It's called an oduk and avoid the zorah. So when he writes a sefer Torah, it has no kedusha, and we'll soon see, even a lot of burning metchilim. Say avad, if you have it in the house on Shabbos, and there's a fire there, you're not allowed to save it. Ain matil nes mufnei adleikim. Elu nesrofim bimkoiman, hein viyatchi roseim. He is forced to let it be burnt in its place, the Sefer Torah with the Hashem's name written on it also. The Akov Bonim, it says Tudinim, it says HaGilyonim V'Sifrei Minim. So the more my love, isn't it, that Gilyonim is one case by itself. It means Gilyonim the Sefer Torah. The Gilyon of a regular Sefer Torah, that also you're not allowed to save. You have to let it be burnt on Shabbos. So you see, Kloy, you're not allowed to save the Gilyon from a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara Loya, I tell you, here is no Raya. Here is talking about Gilyonim the Sifrei Minim. It's like one case. Telling if you have the Gilyan, the blank part of the Sefer Torah, from this Min, you're not allowed to save it. For the Gemara, no. Hash the Sifrei Minim Gufayim. Ein Matzilin, that can't be Pshat. Hey, Smaduch, the Gufa Sefer Torah that a Min wrote. You're not allowed to save, you're allowed to let it be burnt in its place. Is Gilyanim, me boy? You have to tell me if you have the blank part of it, the blank part of the parchments of a Min, that you're not allowed to save. Treat you can't save it. Maduch, the Gufa Sefer Torah, you can't save. Maduch, the Gilyan, today you can't save. And the Gemara Hakikom, this is what it means to say. V'sifrei minim harayin kigulyonim. It means to say that a Sefer Torah that a min writes has no kiddush at all, and it's as if mamish there's just on a portion of blank piece of parchment. Just like a blank piece of parchment before you wrote any different kiddusha on it, it has no kiddusha. The same thing, the Sefer that a min wrote has no kiddush at all. So Drashi, sifrei minim harayin kigulyonim. Kiklofin chalokim, like a blank piece of cloth. Shaloi nichtav bohem yirlim, that would have no ksiv at all. That's all the braisa means. We have no raya to our shayla. Our shayla is where you have a parchment that you wrote the Sefer Torah on it, nor you had the blank part of it that was never written on. Does that still have its kedusha now or not? So that shayla will not push it. The Maragufa. Hagulyonim v'sifrei minim ein matzil noisim afnei hadleikim. And now let us save it on Shabbos, the Sefer Torah that a min wrote. So what about in the middle of the weekday? We have Yosi Yomer Bechol in the middle of the weekday. If you have this Sefer Torah that a min wrote, is Koyder Eser Askoris Shabbat. You have to cut out the Mokum of Hashem's name, the Goinzon, and that Hashem's name you should bury. The Yashar Soifron and the rest of the Sefer Torah though you should bury. That's how you should burn. That's Rav Yosi. He said it has no kedusha to it. There's no shalot from bizoyin hakodesh, the sifra kodesh. Not about he's supposed to burn this. Agafmir, again we see that stamazoy to burn a sefer Torah, to burn Sheamus, is so called a bizoyin hasefer. The eitzer is only to bury Sheamus. But here, since it has no kedusha, you're not even burned. Omer Rab Tafan, Zagab Tafan, Akbach es beni. Like he holds no, he says like a Lushin, that if I don't do this, I should have to bury my own son. Shim yavoyu liyodai shani esroif oisom v'yestas koroshaben. His yod so stark that if he had a slave of Torah, that a min wrote, he would burn it the way it is with the askaros. His yod, you don't have to cut out the askaros and bury them. Even Hashem's name, since the min wrote it, he didn't write it l'shem Hashem, he wrote l'shem avoid Zorah, it has no kedusha, you're allowed to burn the whole thing. So the weiter Reb Tarfin. Sha'afilu odam reidef achav, a person is running after you, lahorga, to kill you. Or else, v'nochosh rotz lach ishoi, a snake is coming to bite you. Is nichnas lebeis avoid Zorah, you have a head to go into a base avoid Zorah, to church. Of v'ein nichnas leboteim shalelu, but don't go into the house of these people that are minim, that are koifrim in Hashem. Shalolu makirim the koifrim. These minim are people that were once makir Hashem, and then they became a koifer. So that's terrible because they'll teach you also to be koifrim. Well, the alolu, astam beis avoid Zorah, ain't makirim the koifrim. They never knew a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're brought up to be an avid avoid Zorah, they're not so gefelich. Pialeim akosavoyman, and then the Pasuk says, achar hadeles v'amezuzah samta zichrinoch. There is these people once knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't forget Hashem, just they put Hashem in the back of the door, as if now they don't want to know Hashem. So they are terrible people, they get tremendous einish, you have to stay away from them. Rashi shalolu nochrim o'evdim avoy dezoro, ein inem makirin, shrei bekach godlu bekach lomdim avoysa, it's a not slug of fellow, they didn't know better, that's the way the Father taught them to din avoy dezoro. Hashenkin here, these people once knew Hashem, and now they went away from Hashem, that's gefilm. The Pasuk says, V'achar ha'delos ha'mezuzah samte zichrinoch, zichrin hu b'yotcha, you remember me. V'ene shichra, I'm not forgetting by you, loch. Ela sheshlach tois yachra delos, just you threw me in the back of the door, that's what Hashem is saying upon these people. Omer Rav Yishmuel, kal v'chayna, that you should be allowed to burn the Sefer Torah that Amin wrote. By the Parsha Soita, you're allowed to take Hashem's name. That if you write down the Parsha of the Olah and say on the parchment, you're allowed to put it into the water to be Moich Hashem's name. That to be Matul Shalom Ben Ishli Ishtoi Halolu. These meaning Shematilin Kina V'Eva V'Sachus Ben Yisrael Avin Shemashemayim. Is they're doing tremendous chatoim that a Kodesh Baruch Hu hates them, and they're making kinyan from that Kodesh Baruch Hu. The lachas kamo v'kamo that we were allowed to burn them, we're allowed to destroy this Sefer Torah. The aleim amad David, and on them David said, "Haloi misan echo Hashem esnu, his whoever Hashem hates, I will hate. Uvis koymemecho es koytot, whoever like goes connected Hashem, I will go connected him also." And tachlis sino sinasim, with 100% sino hatim, li'oivim hoyuli, they should be my enemies. In other words, people that do bad, that do chatoyim, that like hate Hashem, there's a mitzvah, you're supposed to hate them also. Kishem, right, to kishem, shem matzil noisam if mehad leka, the same way you don't save them, the Sefer Torah, from a fire on Shabbos. The same thing, you don't save the sefer that the min wrote from a mapolis if a wall fell on top of it. For loy min amayim, and it was drowning in the water, you don't have to go to save it either. For loy midov ramavdin, not if anything is ruining it, it's supposed to let it be ruined. There's no union to save this sefer Torah that the min wrote. Lako ponim, our first shayla about the gilyan lies by a suffix, we're not pushing the shayla. But Laloch and Shulchan Aruch has brought down Ein Matzilim, that you're not allowed to save the Gilyan by itself on Shabbos. So the more vital. Boy mine Yosef bar Chonin Ravi Avuha. Hani Sifre de Ve'avidin. It's the Sefer Torah that was written for the purpose of Ve'avidin, it was something. Matzilin Oysom of Nehad Leiko Oy Ein Matzilin. That's the Shaila. Are you allowed to save this Sefer from a fire on Shabbos or not? What's it called? Sefer Devei Avidin. So Drashi, Svarim Shekosvu Lehen Haminim, the Saka Sefer that Amin wrote, Lesvachachim Yisrael, that used to have arguments, the Yidden and the Goyim together. Omokim Shemesvachachim Shom Korolaya Bei Avidin. The place where they used to have these arguments together was called the Avei Avidin. So the Goyim placed it as Min, he wrote a Sefer, in order to prove different Sukkim, different points to the Yidden. So does this Sefer have any Kedusha not to save it from Adlek on Shabbat? That was the Shailam. So he answered back, In Velavarof of Yodah. Yes, no, he wasn't sure about it. Shashi Zimnin Omalei, In Zimnin Omalei Loi. Rav Loi Oza Levei Avidin. Rav never wanted to go to the Levei Avidin. He didn't want to have Yichuach, his arguments with the Goyim. The Kol Shechen Levei Nitzarfi. Navadi didn't go to Levei Nitzarfi, is a Trashi, Avoid the Zorah. Right, this usually means the Christians, could be it means Yashke. The Kach Shemot, that was the name of it. For them, he didn't want to go. Shmuel Levei Nitzarfi Lo Yozo. Shmuel didn't want to go to the Nitzarfi, talk to these Avoid the Zorahs. Of a Levei Avidon Ozel. He went to have Yichuach with Stam de Goyim with Levei Avidon. Omalei Lerov, so they asked Rov, my time Lo Yozo Levei Avidon. How come you, Rav, doesn't come to the Avei Avidin? Omalahu, he answered him back, Dikla palnia ikar bi'urcham. There's a big palm tree in the way that blocked me from coming. Because it's hard for me to go. So Rashi learned this wasn't really an answer. He was just manchem the kash. Now the kids, Rav, didn't want to go. So they said, we'll uproot the tree then for you. So you won't have any problems of coming here. So he answered him, Duchte koshli, of the Zoy, then their groot. The drashish tei shom guma, there'll be a hole there. Inam in his seesoy, the koshli reichoy, it'll smell bad for me. So Rashi says, Klob, the chol ze shohoyu misiorim rav rova milechas levei avidin. Shema mitev shiyizvachu yamdo leim vihorgum. Because the kids are, they're afraid to go talk with the goyim, because maybe while they're arguing, they'll come and kill them. So the kids of Rava didn't want to go. Is ma bar yosef oma, ano minayu, means I'm used to going there. Ano v'loy mistafina minayu, I'm not afraid of them. But the zimne chode once happened, also, and he went, and boy leschunei, and they wanted to bring him into sakona. They wanted to come out to kill him. So the kitzah was a pretty much of a sakona to go to this Zvei Avidon to have this vichuach with the goyim. So the Mori Imo Sholoim, that's her name, the Beisua the Rebbe Eliezer, that was Rebbe Eliezer's wife. Achte the Rebbe Gamliel, it was Rebbe Gamliel's sister. Heavy. Heavy Yahu, Filisufa Bishrafusei. They had Rosh learns, Filisufa means a min. I'll call upon a type of philosophers, when the Sardis says, Chochma Yumas, a type of a person that considered a Chochm by the Umas. The Heavy, Shokul Shmo Deloy Mekabel Sheikhta. He had a name that he was a Mekabel Sheikhta. He never took bribes. He was like a Dayan. And he never took Sheikhta. That was the name of this person. That was his name. Shrashi Hoyamaitiola Shame Shaina Mekabel Sheikhta. Mekabele Dinan Haberim Lefona Vahoyo Mekabele Beseser. Because he didn't take the bribery outright. Nobody knew about it. But Beseser, he was Mekabel the bribes. His Boyele Achuche Bey. So his Amos Sholem wanted to prove to the world to show that he is a Baal Mekabel Sheikhet. His Ayla lay, so she went to ask him a Shaila, and she brought with her Shagad de Dehava. She brought him a present, a gold lamp. The Ozel Kaimei, she went in front of him. Omrulay, so she told him, V'ino de Niflog li benichse de Benasha. It's like my father was mace, and he left over Yerusha, and I'm the daughter, I want to be able to Yashin the Nechasim. Omalahu plugu. So he said, very good, go split it half with your brother, half your brother. Omale, she told him back to Xivlon, but it says Bias and our Torah that the Mokim brought the Latiris, the Mokim there's a son, the daughter doesn't Yashin at all, so I don't have a right to get half either. Omale, so he answered back, you should know, Bin Yoima de Glisun Yarachon, from the day that you Yidden left the Earth's soil, is not Lisaraisa the Moshe. It was taken away from you the Terrace Moshe. V'yisioivis sefra achriti. And there's a new law book now. Uksiv day in this new law book it says, Bro ubrato kichod yasin. A daughter and a son could both yashin together. So the male of the kids, so he told her, you could yashin halfway, you and your brother yashin together.